Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. And Monday is coming around indeed, but right now it is Sunday while we're recording, and it's a good Sunday, guys. Yeah. Summer is here.
It's happening.
In full swing. The weather is glorious. It is fully happening. Francesca and I are together right now because it's Sunday, and we woke up and we said,
It's a beautiful day.
How are we going to let this beautiful day go to waste? Yeah. Nobody would want us to let this beautiful day go to waste.
We're 15 minutes away from each other.
15 minutes away.
On Long Island.
Yeah. You know, it's summertime. Spend more time on Long Island because the beach is there. We're not going to stay in the city every weekend. Yeah. Concrete jungle. We got to get to some water. And so, you know, we woke up this morning. And it was like the only thing that's going to cure whatever's going on, hangover, when you wake up on a Sunday morning in the summer, is by going to the beach. So we're going to do that. But first, we have a priority, and it's to feed you guys some amazing bachelorette bios, because The Bachelorette, I keep forgetting, is back tonight. And I'd like to say this one thing about it. I want to say one thing about it and one thing only.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave everybody on this note.
Okay.
I was so much happier when The Bachelor and Bachelorette was not on TV in my life.
It's added stress.
It's added stress, and it has taken 50 years off my life. I swear to God, I felt like
50 seems like a lot.
A lot, maybe five. It has maybe taken 5 years off, because the back to back that we had was so much.
Grind.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It was a lot
of content, a lot of drama, like we said, the last few seasons, it's been very intense. That's like kind of what we're talking about with Tanya and Becca last week. But all in all, I am excited to see what they have for us, what kind of show we get, what the people are like, what Katie's like. We're fully back. And I was trying to think of what else I wanted to say. Oh, about the beach. Yeah. Friday. Like,
I know.
I'm going backwards. But I'm just saying, because Friday, remember Friday's episode, like when we recorded, I was just down in the dumps.
Yeah. You were a downer.
I was like, I just need the sun. And
tough
I need
to
some
be
beach.
Around.
Yeah. And it cured me.
It did. I can tell the person you are today. Yeah. Is a different person than I saw on Thursday, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely was the beach.
Yeah.
You got a nice
glow happier
going
here.
On.
I'm happier here.
The hair's going, the skin looks great.
Yeah.
It cured you completely. Yep. It really did.
We are absolutely in a happier place.
For sure.
Here.
I'm feeling good as well. And just back to The Bachelor for a second, I want to say, as much as I said, my life is happier without it, I am excited for it to come back. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. We all know that. But it's a lot.
Yeah. But do you know what I am excited for also? Doing stuff with Trent. I've missed him, you know.
We do
the group chat with him still, like every day, basically. But you know, for podcast stuff, it's not the same.
It's not the same. I miss him so much.
Yeah, exactly.
My heart aches for Trent.
We're gonna have him back ready, locked and loaded for
yes. And in the new studio, which will be really exciting.
Yeah.
Trent has never recorded with us in the new studio. So we got that coming for everybody. But let's get into today's show. Like we said, we're going to break down the Bachelorette bios. We also have a very strange Drake Bell story. Mm-hmm. Not
Don't
good.
Like what's going on.
Do not like what's going on. Also, big news while we were recording, Meghan Markle and Harry announced that they just had their daughter. And also, Zayn got into a fight outside a bar in New York City. So we're gonna digest that video and we're gonna tell you guys what happened. But first, let's get into it, starting off with the Bachelorette bio.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, folks, the moment we've all been waiting for, to get yourself ready for the premiere of The Bachelorette. We will be going through all the Bachelorette bios of all the male contestants that we will be seeing this season. I will say, just from a quick glance, I haven't really gone through all the bios quite yet. Nobody really catches my eye. I gotta say, I just feel like the photos, and we say it every single time, the cast photos that they do for the men and the women is just so, like, doesn't do anyone any justice. Like, I really gotta wait for the first episode to see, like, on video how everyone looks, because the photos, you're just like, it's just not great. And Tayshia is, like, on record for being like, these guys were handsome, handsome fellas.
Well, maybe she thought that everybody saw the photos and thought, ooh, these guys are not handsome fellas. And then she had to say that.
Yeah. I think it translates differently.
Everybody looks, I feel like everybody looks better on video.
Absolutely.
That's my personal opinion.
I can't put up there else. I'm not going to be able to read it.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. We're starting off alphabetical order, as always, from the top. Aaron. Aaron is a 26-year-old insurance agent from San Diego, and his bio is, it's easy to see that Aaron is a strapping young man, but don't be fooled. There is much more to this California stud than meets the eye. Aaron currently works in sales and enjoys being outdoors, surfing, and lifting weights, and he was an NCAA swimmer in college. He is thoughtful, sensitive, and very ambitious, saying that in 5 years' time, he hopes to own his business and work for himself. He's looking for a woman who's down-to-earth, smart, funny, and is someone who doesn't take herself too seriously. He plans to leave a legacy behind, so he needs a partner who is going to support him and encourage his dreams. His one flaw, he says he can be a procrastinator, but now he is done wasting time and ready to find his wife. He has one tattoo, his family's initials on his neck. His biggest fears are rats and saber-toothed tigers. And his favorite holiday is Halloween because he loves when things get spooky.
Here's the thing.
I like Aaron.
I like Aaron, and I miss the times where the Bachelor bios were like a little bit more absurd, that you can be like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Because, well, this is only the first one. Yeah. Who knows?
We don't know where we can end up. Charming guy.
I think Katie's going to like him.
I think that the bio is all good. He likes to be outdoors, but he's a normal guy. He's a sales guy, but he wants to leave a legacy. He's a swimmer, but guy wants to leave a fucking legacy. So he's got to do something big here. And also, if you were to write your biggest fears down, what would yours be? Because for me, it would be like, Rhea's biggest fears are getting a champagne cork to the eye and going blind.
Napkins.
And people would be like, okay, girl's a freak. We're not going to go with her. What would your fears be? Frisbees as well. I hate Frisbees.
Frisbees? I didn't know that.
Frisbees is a big fear of mine because I've always imagined getting hit in the nose. And then I've always wanted a nose job though. So like, it goes back and forth a little bit. Like, I don't want a frisbee, but if I were to get hit and I had to break my nose and had to get a new nose, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
My biggest fears, I don't really know what like my go-to answer would be. Bugs? Spiders?
When we were in California, I asked somebody what their biggest fear was.
Yeah.
And they said, watching my dad grow old. And I was like, whoa.
I mean, that is not the answer
I was looking for, but that is deep.
That is deep. That is a good one, though. I definitely wouldn't be putting saber-toothed tigers on mine, though, because I feel like those animals don't even really like exist that much anymore.
Right. Like, so bugs?
I don't like I have a fear of like bugs like at night.
Like
having an itch and then like seeing
bed bugs. No, like bed bugs are very scary. You know what the scariest bugs were when we were little and you'd hear about them all the time and now they're not really talked about? Earworms.
Oh no, I don't want to talk about that.
Earworms.
What even are those?
People always talked about earworms when we were kids.
No.
Like the Bermuda Triangle, something that was always brought up that you didn't really have to be afraid of, but everybody talked about.
I hear. No, you're right. Okay, let's move on to number two. Bachelorette contestant number two.
Oh no, earwigs. Sorry, not earworms.
Earworms.
Earwig. Earwig.
Yeah, I was like, worms in your ear?
Earwigs. Oh my
God. Oh,
they're so gross. No, earwigs. No. Oh my God. That was such a big thing. No. Earwigs. And you'd be like, they're going to crawl my ear.
We used to have like the jumping crickets, like
in the basement. Those were bad for a little bit.
Hated those.
There was a year, remember when the jumping crickets were really bad?
Always in our basement. And me, if I was in the basement with my friends and we would try, we'd be like, oh my God, there's one. You would try and get it. And then it would fucking jump up and everyone would scream. Oh, God.
2012, 2013, the crickets were jumping.
They were jumping. Okay, Andrew M. Andrew M. is 31. He's a deputy district attorney from Newport Beach, California. All right, already feel like he's got his life
put
together. Newport Beach, 31, age appropriate.
Hey.
Deputy district attorney, big job. All right. He is a deputy district attorney who loves his job, but his identity goes far beyond what he does from 8 to 5. When he's not in the courtroom, you can find Andrew M. coaching youth water polo or building bonfires on the beach. Now he just needs someone to snuggle up with by that fire. He's looking for a woman who is open-minded, adaptable, exudes positive energy, but also has a fun side and great sense of humor because, fun fact, Andrew M. loves to play pranks. Maybe this guy's made for you, Rhea. Andrew M.'s life is all about adventure, and he is here because what greater adventure is there than the search for true love? Andrew M. played 1 year professional water polo in Hungary's first division, the most competitive league in the world. Oh, I didn't know that. He loves to sample men's fragrances from magazine inserts. He enjoys woodworking. And when Andrew M. graduated from college, he T-bowed on the stage. Don't like that, but
hate that. Can I say though for a second, your hand is like really close to my thigh. And for that whole time, I was like, should I put my arm around her?
Just stay close. I'm just trying to balance.
I just was like, I feel like this is the moment we're having.
It's getting intimate.
Yeah. I hate the Tebow thing. When Andrew M. graduated, here's the thing. I actually don't love the, like, he loves pranks. That means that at all times is planning a prank.
Right.
That's not what I'm about.
You can't be married to a prankster.
No. Once in a while, that's a fun thing. But like a guy who
loves pranks
goes by, I love pranks, and also is going to Tebow on stage at graduation. No,
I do like the other stuff about him though. I just kind of feel like I'm thinking of Katie, and I feel like he might be Katie's type.
Loves to sample men's fragrances from magazine inserts. This guy definitely, I mean, how old? He's 31.
31. Also, water polo players, incredibly fit. He's probably takes good care of himself.
What do you think about guys who are super into fragrance, perfumes, colognes?
Don't love it. I feel like every guy should have one good cologne though, but not like you.
No, but
I don't think you need to go crazy.
What about guys who are super into girls' perfumes and what they're wearing?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Then I kind of feel like you're a sniffer.
Yeah,
you know,
I walked into.
It makes me think of the guy in Charlie's Angels, you know, who sniffs their hair.
Very weird. Yeah. I walked into a smoke shop a couple of weeks ago, and immediately when I walked in, this guy was like, "What are you wearing?" The guy behind the counter. He's like, "What perfume are you wearing?" And I told him, and he goes, "Oh, can you type it in for me?" And I went to type it in on his phone, and all the other things typed in before me were perfumes.
Oh, Rhea, weird. Weird.
Maybe he's really looking crazy. For don't perfume go into that store for
no anymore. I honestly wasn't even in like a part of the city where I live. I was in the East Village, and I'll never return to that smoke shop. It was a one-off thing.
Oh my lord.
But it was very strange. Yeah.
Very creepy. Okay, moving on to Andrew S, 26-year-old pro football player from Vienna, Austria. We're going international. Okay.
Love it.
Andrew S. is a true man of the world. He spends half the year living in Vienna, Austria, where he plays professional football, and the other half in the Chicago area, where he works as a football coach and a teacher's assistant. Andrew S.'s living in Europe has given him an updated outlook on life, where people work to live instead of live to work. That is true. He is not afraid to make a grand romantic gesture and says that when the moment calls for it, he has no problem driving for hours just to hand deliver lunch and fresh flowers to that special woman. Can't wait to get married and hopes to have 5 kids one day. The one thing he cannot handle in a relationship is poor communication. Lucky for him, the Bachelorette has no trouble in that arena. Andrew S. has a great sense of humor, and one of his favorite party tricks is imitating accents from around the globe. He loves to nerd out over ancient Rome and says that seeing the Colosseum in person was a dream come true. He loves margaritas and will happily challenge anyone who says they can make a better one than he can, and he is very close with his 96-year-old grandmother. I like him.
I like him, too. I have nothing to say about that.
He'll be great on Paradise. I just think he's
he's going to be great on Paradise.
I just feel like everything about him, I think he's younger.
He's younger. Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be good on Paradise. All right. Austin, 25, real estate investor from Mission Viejo, California. Austin has been very busy in quarantine. Not only does he work out at least 6 days a week, In 2020 alone, he flipped 20 properties and says that in 2021, his goal is to flip over 100. He is smooth, funny, handsome, and driven to succeed in all aspects of his life. He believes that ambition is the most important trait that his partner can have and says that doing life together means driving each other to be better. His weakness is a woman with a great smile and that he would love to find someone he can get dressed up for and enjoy a night out on the town with. While Austin has dated many women, he says that he hasn't found a relationship serious enough for him to consider marriage, but he is hoping to change that. He is truly searching for the Beyonce to his Jay-Z and has no intention of compromising. Loves to spend the day at the beach and work on his tan. I mean, same. Austin doesn't currently have any tattoos, but he definitely wants to get a few. He loves his white shoes and fears the day that someone spills on them. Austin seems very uptight.
Yeah, Austin, I don't love also, like, I understand.
Very work-driven, workout-driven.
Yeah. And, like, maybe we must encourage each other to be better.
Yeah.
Wake up, Katie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go work out. Let's go on a run, Katie.
Yeah, I can't do
that. Let's fucking make veggies for breakfast. Yeah. And then for lunch, we're going to have smoothies.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, we're just going to have creatine powder. And we're going to hit the gym after that. And that's that. And we're going to go out. I'm going to wear my white shoes. And if anybody spills them on me, I'm going to fucking pull up on them because I've been in the gym working out and I will crush them. Also, the Jay-Z and Beyonce thing, I understand the sentiment, but Jay-Z did cheat on Beyonce and Beyonce wrote a whole entire album about it. So if you want the Beyonce to your Jay-Z, you better keep it in your pants.
Right.
Austin.
Right. Just seems like maybe a little too intense. Feels very intense.
Yeah. Oh, all God. Right.
We got Brandon. Brandon, I feel like he's going to be sent home night one. Yeah. Brandon is a 26-year-old auto parts manager from Queens, New York. He's quirky, intelligent, and unapologetically himself. He attended Northwestern University, where he says he learned to outgrow behaviors that limit his progress as a person. He currently spends most of his weekends at home working on a new skill he's trying to develop. Currently, languages are a big interest of his. He is fluent in Japanese and Spanish and is working on expanding his Korean vocabulary. I feel like he's going to show up night one and speak in a different language. Mm-hmm. Brandon needs a woman who understands the importance of putting in effort. He's looking for an equal partner in life and says he can never be with anyone who would issue him an ultimatum. His ideal date would be filled with meaningful conversation, delicious cocktails, and a nightcap at home getting cozy over movies and snacks. His idea of a romantic gift is a home-cooked meal or a handwritten letter. For Brandon, it's the experiences in life and not the material things that matter most. He loves to attend the occasional rave.
Hey,
maybe I would like Brandon. Brandon hates exorbitantly overpriced restaurants. He loves Japanese and Korean R&B. And he finds joy hitting the open road on a motorcycle. That's where he lost me.
Yeah.
Anti-motorcycle.
Also, I think it's really funny that people would be shocked to hear that you love a rave.
Like, I love it. Like, but this is the thing. I would word it exactly the same way. Loves to attend an occasional rave. Not all the time.
Astonished to hear that.
Not all the time, but you know, every once in a while. An occasional rave.
Whenever you throw that fun fact out there, people are like, no way.
Yeah.
Fran, no way.
Honestly, that probably, like, if I was on the show, that would be like in my bio. Yeah. It would be like, Fran loves fun the fact. Occasional rave.
Fun fact. Yeah, for sure.
Loves to attend the occasional rave. I don't know how I feel about Brandon. We'll see. Brendan. Here we go. We already had this conversation recently. Brandon.
Pick one.
They've got to be one name. We can't be out here having Brandons and Brentons.
We choose Brandon.
Yeah.
That's the name we like better.
Yeah. Sorry for all the Brendons out there.
Because Brendan feels like a kid.
Yeah. Brendan is a 26-year-old firefighter trainee from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Brendan is the type of guy who always enjoys life to the fullest. He is currently in the process of becoming a full-time firefighter, kind of some like Kevin Went vibes, you know, Canadian firefighter. Brendan takes a lot of pride over this goal and is excited to make a positive difference in his community. His professional life is exactly where he wants it, but he still dreams of adding a little fire to his personal life. And his partner, Brendan, is looking for good back and forth banter, a sense of adventure, and an open mind. He has no specific deal breakers, but says that he loves being clean and organized and hopes to find a woman who feels the same. He's a straight shooter and says that nothing makes him happier than putting a smile on the face of the woman he loves. Brendan says he's in a great spot in his life to go on this journey and find the perfect match. Brendan is not a good dancer, but that doesn't stop him from tearing up the dance floor. Brendan's favorite sport is hockey, and he plays goalie in a local league, obviously Canadian. Brendan really does not like vegetables, and one day he hopes to take the love of his life swimming with sharks. Feels adventurous. Firefighter, puts his life on the line.
Not a bad bio. The good dancing, not a good dancer, but doesn't stop dancing. Reminded me, I watched Hitch this weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't text me about
wow.
it.
Did you watch
the thing? Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I just got distracted after that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Good?
Yeah.
That's it? That's it?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a good movie.
It was good.
It's not like groundbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, watching it now for the first time is definitely not as impactful as I feel like watching it when it came out.
Watching it now,
I think it shouldn't matter. I think it's just like timeless.
I just was like, oh my God, I feel like there were so many things that I was missing out on.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt at the end of it.
How did you feel about the dance scene? Q-tip.
Oh.
The scene from the quest, scene from the trivia question.
Here's the thing. I like wasn't laughing that hard at that part, but
Kevin James is very
I felt a lot of pressure to laugh at that part, which is why I didn't laugh that much. But I did. I was like cracking up at other parts. My dad was like, "You're really loving this," because my dad was like,
when he throws the inhaler.
Yeah, my dad was like, "Come on, Maria, let's watch Hitch." Yeah, so I was like, "Okay," because he's never seen it. He's never seen it either. And he was like, "Let's watch Hitch. Let's watch this movie." And we both enjoyed it.
That's my guy.
Yeah, but it reminded me of the bet. Like that, I was like, you know what, Kevin James, get out there. Use your dance moves.
Exactly. And guess what? Allegra Cold loved them.
Yeah, she did.
Also was a bad dancer. Yeah. So maybe Katie's a bad dancer also.
They'll maybe.
Get on the dance floor together. Average, subpar. Yeah. It's great. Nothing to be like, ooh, I love this guy. Nothing to be like, ooh, I think bad things for this guy. Okay. Next up is Christian. He's a 26-year-old real estate agent from Boston, and boy, does he look it. I just feel like this guy, like if I saw a picture of this guy and didn't know anything, I'd be like, he's from the Northeast.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Christian sees the romance and everything. His parents have been married since their early 20s, and Christian says his dreams of finding a long-lasting love like theirs. He spends a lot of time with his family and says that he wants the woman that ends up with to love them just as much as he does, because in all honesty, they are a good time. Christian wants a woman who is confident and driven, which makes sense considering how successful he is professionally. He sold over $25 million worth of residential real estate properties. Ooh, he's looking for his best friend and someone to go through life successes and failures with free of judgment. Ideal woman values the meaning of making a promise and keeping their word. He wants a woman who's thoughtful, hard worker that he is, while also pushing him to be the best version of himself. Christian dreams of driving the Batmobile one day. In his younger days, Christian rocked a faux hawk. Yeah, of course he did. Christian loves parades. Don't let his smile fool you. He's competitive and has fought in mixed martial arts bouts.
Who loves parades?
Yeah. I mean, parades are fine. Ugh. Out on parades?
I mean,
what about the Thanksgiving parade?
What about the Disney character parades?
I'm not completely out on parades, but I'm not dying to go to one and wouldn't say I love them. Yeah. If somebody said, do you want to go to this parade? I'd probably say no. Like, you want to go to the Thanksgiving Day parade? No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. I guess also think about like, he probably loves parades because all of his sports.
Yeah. I guess like if I was a diehard.
Yeah. He's from Boston. He's probably
gone to a few parades.
He's probably gone to the
championship
parades.
No, that's fair.
I would feel like that's maybe the interpretation there.
Right. He likes a Patriots parade every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Driving the Batmobile. I don't know. I can't tell.
Don't love.
I got to see this guy in real life.
I can't tell if he's going to be great or if I'm going to hate him.
Yeah.
I feel very in. It can go either way with me.
Yeah.
Not even great, just like sweet guy or hate.
I know. I can't tell if I'm and I'm not comparing looks wise to Tyler C, but I can't tell if I'm getting like a
oh my God.
I just said not looks wise.
Oh, just like
I just said like he's got like a cardigan, I'm just younger guy, the vibe. Cool guy vibe.
Oh, I don't get cool guy vibe from him. All right, I get dweeby.
Dweeby.
I get dweeby vibe from him.
I think I kind of feel like he's gonna have a cool guy vibe. We'll see what happens. Okay, Cody is a 27-year-old zipper sales manager from San Diego, California. On the surface, Cody is a handsome surfer with a six-pack, but he's a romantic gentleman at heart. When he's not chasing the best waves he can find in the San Diego surf, a lot of California boys. He's hanging with his boys and making necessary moves to achieve his dream of owning a home by the age of 30. His other dream, having someone special to share that future home with. When it comes to relationships, Cody values nothing more than authentic connections and has no trouble being transparent with his feelings. He prefers to put everything out there for better or for worse. Cody is looking for someone to look past his exterior and see what he is all about. This is a long one, and I kind of feel like this means like Cody's going to get into some shit, you know? He has no problem being transparent with his feelings. Like, he's going to like let the other guys know what's up.
Cody's picture looks like Mr. Clean guy.
He has hair, though.
No, I know, but besides, like,
the crossed arms.
That's why I laughed when it first came up.
When Cody falls, he falls hard. He's the type of guy who buys flowers for no reason and will surprise you in the morning with breakfast in bed. Sounds like every girl's dream, right? I don't know. Cody is a very proud Eagle Scout. His favorite TV show is The Jersey Shore. Cody says he is not a good cook, but swears he is a master on the grill. If Cody could live in any other time period, he would be a cowboy in the wild, wild west. You know, that's just not the time period I would want to live in.
Not at all.
Like,
but I respect the answer.
Yeah. I just feel like it was just reckless times. Wild, wild west.
Yeah, it was the wild, wild west.
I know. Anything could happen.
I respect the answer. Not for me, but because usually people will go, oh, the 80s.
Yeah.
Throwing that answer out there.
Right. He's going totally into a different time.
Yeah.
We'll see. Zipper sales manager.
With zippers?
I don't know. Like, is that like,
is that zippers,
like zippers or I don't know.
Is that a company?
Yeah. Backpacks,
jackets.
What kind of zippers are we talking?
Could be all zippers.
Yeah.
Couch zippers, you know.
Yep. Cushion zippers. Yeah. Yeah. There you. You'll be surprised how many items have zippers.
Some shoes. They have zip up shoes.
Yep. Some coolers, you know, at the beach, like some of them say. Zippers are everywhere.
Zippers are endless.
Everywhere. He's probably making good money if that's what he's selling. Okay, next we have Connor B. He's a 29-year-old math teacher.
He looks like a math teacher.
From Nashville, Tennessee. Connor B. is a lovable, quirky, and charming 8th-grade math teacher with a master's degree in medical physics and a resume that includes nuclear engineer as a job title. Connor B. definitely owns his nerdy side, but he is not afraid to poke fun at himself. He's looking for a woman who will share his enthusiasm and zest for living every day to its fullest. He describes his ideal partner as genius, kind, socially accepting, and open-minded. He wants someone who will build him up and will love his family as much as he does. She should also enjoy a good multi-location date with a theme, because when Connor B. wants to impress his date with a good time, he likes to go all out. Says his major deal breaker is a woman who doesn't respect waiters because there's no place for any bullying in his life. Sounds like he and Katie already have something major in common. That is also one of my pet peeves. I hate
saying
to waiters. It's unbelievable.
Oh my God. When people do not know how to talk to the wait staff, I just,
literally a good test of like if you go on a date and the guy you're with is like an asshole to the waiter, never go on another date with him again.
Or even friends in general.
Yeah.
Like when you go out with people and they're like, they get all nervous, like talk to the waiter and like,
I know,
aren't like saying like, please and thank you.
Yeah. Connor B. loves dressing up and is the proud owner of his own tux. He claims that he can eat cereal faster than anyone, and he dreams of going to Italy and overindulging on pasta.
I feel like Connor B. and Katie are going to hit it off.
I agree. I think so too. I think he's going to be like a quirky guy that Katie like really likes. They're going to have good conversation.
I agree.
He's giving me Evan vibes a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, or it's just like, yeah, you're like, ooh, you're like, ah, Connor B is being a Connor B, but it's cute.
He has math teacher vibes.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Connor C.
God. Oh my God.
I know. It never ends.
Two Andrews, also, two Connors.
Two Connors.
Spelled differently.
And wait, there was two Andrews?
There were two Andrews.
Why didn't I not pick up on that? And Connor, what
spelled
is with,
wrong.
We
one
got,
with one
we
N, one
choose.
With two N's.
We have to choose. Yeah. I choose two N's. Yeah.
I think Connor with two N's makes so much more sense than Connor with one N.
Mm.
What do you think? We have to make a decision. Connor
with one N is the more traditional spelling, but I'm not positive on that.
I think it's the two N's.
Oh no, it's definitely the one N. It's the normal.
Yeah, I think in like Irish wise.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe we go one N.
One N is easier, I think, but yeah, but it's gonna suck. Like when Connor B has got two N's, Connor C has one N. He's a 28-year-old former baseball player from Costa Mesa, California.
So many Cali guys.
So many Cali guys. He is an athletic stud with a Midwestern heart of gold. He currently lives in Southern California, where he spends as much time as he can at the beach. A lot of beach bums in this group.
Yeah, everybody loves the
everybody loves
beach.
The beach. Everybody loves the beach and tanning.
Give
and
me the, a guy who hates
who
the beach.
Who doesn't love the beach?
We all love the beach.
I know. I'm looking for someone who's like, he fucking hates the
beach. Find a different personality trait.
Yeah. But he dreams of moving home to Oklahoma to settle near his family and build a life with his wife by his side. He describes his dream woman as a giver who genuinely cares for others and wants to see those around her succeed. Connor C is always up for a good time, whether that means going out for a night of bowling or enjoying an intimate night in. Finding someone who has similar religious beliefs to him is also very important to Connor C, because raising his future family in the church is a huge priority. Connor C has never left the country, so hopefully this journey is just the start of new adventures for him and Bachelorette. Connor C and Matthew McConaughey share birthdays. Growing up, Connor C loved his puka shell necklaces, and Connor C loves breakfast burritos and blueberry pancakes. I don't know if this is like a hint, like the religion thing. I don't really know if Katie's religious or not. I don't know that about her.
I really don't know much.
So that's
either.
Interesting, because I feel like that sounds kind of like a deal breaker situation.
I feel like they can't keep having people who are super, super religious.
I know.
I mean, because they got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not everybody is.
Yeah. I agree with you. So maybe that's a conversation that we're going to see. At first, I thought maybe we would lose one of these Connors night one, because like sometimes when there's double names, you just get rid of one of them. So we're all not confused.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like both of them are going to stick around.
Right. If anything, I think Connor C is going to go.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think they'll both stick around as well.
Then we have David, 27-year-old technical product specialist from Nashville, Tennessee. He is a first-generation American born to and raised by Jamaican parents in New York. He recently left the family unit in New York to pursue career opportunities in tech sales in Nashville. He's looking for a woman who is intelligent and driven to succeed. He is extremely attracted to women who exude a quiet confidence. Synchronicity in life is of the utmost importance for David, and he hopes to find a partner that is passionate about building a successful life, both professionally and romantically, as he is. David wants a wife who will be proud to stand next to him for the rest of their lives, and hopes to find that with the Bachelorette. New York City pizza is David's favorite food. He was on the debate team in high school, and NSYNC is David's favorite boy band. Pretty bland bio, I will say. I think like normal, regular guy. He just seems like a good old regular nice guy.
Yeah, I got no problem with David.
I also think he'll be great on Paradise. And maybe perhaps like with the Nashville squad, the Bachelor Nation Nashville squad.
Big time Nashville squad.
But he's very handsome. And I like when the bios are kind of boring like that, it's like, all right, he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
Regular, normal dude. New York City pizza, debate team, NSYNC. Love it. Okay.
Oh.
Next up, we have Gabriel, 35-year-old entrepreneur from Charlotte, North Carolina. I think Gabriel might be gone night one as well.
Yeah.
Gabriel loves the expression Renaissance man and feels it describes him well. Yep, that's all we needed to hear. We don't like anyone that self-describes themselves
as a Renaissance man. That is a true title.
A Renaissance man.
That is a title that truly can only come from somebody else.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really don't. I'm banking on night one for this. He prides himself on having a lot of passions and interests and enthusiastically says that his current passion project is finding his forever love. Gabriel says his best qualities are that he is introspective, creative, and confident. He's not afraid to share his feelings and hopes to find a partner that he can evolve with through life. He loves a woman who is as stimulated by intelligent conversations as he is, obviously Renaissance man, and who truly knows herself inside and out. In his perfect world, Gabriel says that he and his future wife will grow together and never stop unpeeling each other's layers. Ooh, it's kind of creepy. Gabriel doesn't understand the concept of athleisure and believes that people should respect elegant styles of the past. What does that even mean? Gabriel loves to play tennis, and Sean Connery is Gabriel's favorite James Bond. Fair. More of a Pierce Brosnan gal myself, but I Everything adding up for this guy. I don't like it.
I hate him.
We're out on Gabriel. There's something about his smirk and his picture too.
Like the whole picture. As soon as I saw the picture, I said, I'm not gonna like this guy. Yeah. And he's talking about being a Renaissance man and respecting the elegant styles of the past. So this guy's living in the 1800s, basically. Yeah. And we know if you are living in the 1800s, you gotta go.
Guess what, Gabriel? We love athleisure, and athleisure is fantastic.
Right. Like, what, does Gabriel dress up every day?
Yeah, I think he does. All right, then we have Garrett. He's a 29-year-old software
feels like we can hold
marketing. I know. Marketing manager from Salinas, California. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Picks on new people. Holy shit.
California. Garrett was raised in a small California town where ranch life, barbecues, and baseball were the backdrop of his childhood. Now he lives a life dedicated to his career in marketing, which he absolutely loves, but the only thing missing is an amazing woman to share it with. His dream woman is caring, intelligent, and someone who prides herself on being a critical thinker. He loves being romantic and says the perfect date is a night out at his favorite steakhouse, followed by cozy time at home and enjoying some good wine while getting warm by the fire. I think I'm going to start using that.
Cozy time.
Like, I think I'm going to me and Joe are leaving dinner and he's like, hey, you want to go out to like another bar for like a drink? I'm like, I just kind of want cozy time.
It's cozy time.
I'm going to start using that. Garrett is a YOLO type of guy, but take note, he is very loyal and looking for a wife, not a one night stand. At the end of the day, Garrett is looking for something that lasts forever and dreams of sitting down next to his wife, holding her hand and looking gratefully at the beautiful family that they built together. How sweet is that? That's nice. He is a 5-year-old German shepherd named Archer and describes him as a very good boy. Garrett is not a fan of tangy foods. And one day Garrett wants to climb to the summit of Mount Everest.
I love that Garrett's a YOLO guy. You know, I'm trying to bring YOLO back.
Yeah.
So I love that.
I like his bio.
I like tangy foods, but that's okay.
I know. And, as do I.
You know, a nice steakhouse followed by cozy time at home. Sounds like a beautiful date.
I know. And I kind of like, I don't know.
It seems like,
I like the idea of his hometown, small California town, ranch, barbecue. Yeah. Like, sounds like a nice backdrop to a romantic comedy kind of situation.
And I love that he wants to go out. He wants to have fun.
Yeah.
But he is looking for a wife.
Yeah.
He's not trying to bang every night.
Yeah. Good bio. Garrett's got a good bio. Let's see what happens with Garrett. Then we have Greg. He's a 27-year-old marketing sales representative from Edison, New Jersey. Greg is the full package. He's handsome, kind, vulnerable, and serious about wanting to settle down. Greg considers himself a hopeless romantic, and a perfect first date would be something active like riding bikes, dancing, or going to a concert. Greg wants to travel the world with his wife before having kids, of which he says he wants to have at least 6. Greg is also extremely close with his family and says his parents set his definition of hashtag romance goals. Thanks to their love, the standards for what a successful marriage looks like are sky high. Greg wants to find someone he can grow old with and treat like a queen, so the bachelorette may just be swept off her feet. Let me tell you, there's no shortage of bios where they have to tell us that their parents come from loving marriages, you know, always. Like, it's like, it's, oh, and it's both ways for men and female, but mostly the men get it. We're like, Greg looks up to his parents who've been married for 30 years and just wants a love like theirs. Like, it always puts that out there. Greg is not afraid to admit that he cries during movies. His biggest pet peeve is slow drivers, and he dreams of seeing LeBron James play basketball in person. Pretty decent bio. And I kind of feel like Katie's going to like him.
Do you think that he'll ever get to see LeBron James play basketball in person now?
I hope.
He may have missed his time.
I hope. You never know. I mean, do we want to start to talk about the Lakers?
No, but I did find myself crying at Devin Booker dropping 47 points the other day. Yeah. And I realized I was on my period. I was I have never watched. I would have said I've never watched a basketball game start to finish. That's a lie. But I'm definitely not paying attention whatsoever. Yeah. So the fact that I was crying, I was like, this is a problem.
Yeah. Believe me, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. I cried about something so stupid this week too. And I was like, oh, yep. That's that time. I think there was some I did see some weird on Bachelor's accounts about Greg. Like, some people had sent in that they that Greg was a bad guy.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But then other people came, then they got tons of messages being like, no, Greg's amazing. Like,
is the first I'm seeing of any of these guys or hearing their names or anything.
I think Greg gets a clean slate because it seemed like maybe the submission was like maybe bullshit. Yeah. Okay. I like Greg's bio. I really do think, I think Katie's going to like him. Yeah. They kind of look alike. I feel like Greg is, you know, and sometimes I think that people, that works for people.
Okay. This guy looks like an off-brand Taylor Lautner.
Oh my God. I'm never going to be able to look at him the same way now. Hunter, 34-year-old software strategist from Houston, Texas. He is an expressive, passionate, outgoing person who does not believe in holding back. He's a father of two amazing children who he lives to make happy. Hunter has always been a romantic and says that even as a child, he was known for writing incredible love letters and always being the guy to surprise his crushes with mixtapes or flowers. He's looking for a woman to be his other half, someone who is compassionate, witty, great at communicating, and above all, someone who could love his kids as much as he does. Hunter says that he will never stop believing in romance because when you hit the mark, there really is no better feeling. He hopes to find someone to stare off into the stars with for the rest of his life. So let's see if he and Katie can go the distance. One of Hunter's favorite pastimes is people watching. He's never ridden a horse, but he really wants to. And he has a pet parakeet named Zazu. I like that.
That's cute.
Zazu.
It's different.
Yeah. And he's a dad. That's nice. Mixing up. I love when we get some dads involved. We get some serious conversations. I feel like sometimes, you know, if we had a bad experience with a lad, what was his face? Fucking
vampire guy.
Vampire guy.
Sorry, with a Y?
Y. What was his name?
Yosef.
Yes. Bad. That I feel like that's the last person we've seen.
Sometimes who's been, like, we like really communicate kids through our heads.
Yeah, we do. So maybe we can get a redeeming storyline here for fathers on this show.
Right. Good, get a good name for dads out there. Yeah, Father's Day's coming up.
Yep, exactly. Nothing really popping out for me other than that on Hunter. Kind of feels like, nothing crazy. All right. There's a lot to unpack here with Jeff. Jeff is a 31-year-old surgical skin salesman from Jersey City, New Jersey. Kind of makes you think he's going to skin you in your sleep. That was my first thought. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what that means. No, it's like, it's surgical skin salesman. Okay.
So, I would have understood, like, I understand the surgical and I understand the skin part, but yeah, the salesman part is where I get lost.
Right. Like, he goes around to hospitals being like selling, you want this skin or this skin? I got all types. What are you looking for for your surgery? I don't know. I have no idea. I've never heard of an artist. Oh, it's
artificial skin.
I don't know that. I guess I didn't really think it was like real skin. That would be,
is it like too. Skins? Like leather, like skin. Leather skins?
I don't. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Phone skins. Skin.
All right. Hopefully. Yeah. Jeff comes from a big, loving Italian family and is looking to find the love that his parents have. Of course he is.
Oh my God.
For Jeff, family is everything. And he still finds time every weekend to mow his parents' lawn, do some laundry, and sit down for a big Italian dinner. From Jersey City. So
wait, you look up artificial skin cells from
his picture. And his picture shows up. Yeah. Is that a penis? What is that? Oh no, fingers. I was like, what the fuck is that? Okay, wait, I'm gonna keep reading. So when he's not chowing down on a plate of his mom's home cooked meal, Jeff is dealing with his clients both in and out of the operating room. I guess they forgot there's a typo. It just says in and out of the operating. Where Jeff works as an artificial skin sales rep. His family and professional life are in a great place, and now he's hoping to find the only thing he is missing, love. Jeff is energetic, outgoing, and loving to his core. He's seeking an adventurous woman with a great sense of humor who won't have trouble giving it back to him when she sees fit. Jeff calls himself an exceptional lover, so here's to hoping he doesn't show up and disappoint. Oh, I feel like that's ominous. Here's to hoping he doesn't show up and disappoint. If Jeff could have any other job, he would be a CIA agent.
Bro.
CIA agent?
Skin? Jeff wants to wear everybody's skin.
Jeff has never met an animal that didn't love him, and he lives for good Italian food. Big Italian vibes.
Can I just say that I've never met an Italian named Jeff?
I kid you not, I was thinking the same thing. I read Jeff and then I wrote comes from a big Italian family thing and was like, fraud.
Yeah.
He's not Italian.
There's Jeff? No way, Jeff. There's not one Jeff in my family. My family's a bunch of Michaels, Anthony's.
Also, like, is he like Jeffrey? I feel like that's even more.
Yeah, that's not Italian.
What are your parents' names? What's your last name, Jeff?
Give us all your uncle's names.
What's your last name, Jeff? Let's see if we can find it. Jeff Boucherette. Katie.
Jeff.
Oh, Caravello. All
Jeff
right.
Caravello.
Jeff Caravello.
Well, why did your parents name you Jeff?
Oh, although, you know, maybe like I'm thinking more about the skin thing. Maybe it's like for burn victims. Like, you know, like you want new skin.
Listen, I can't find
very interesting.
A single thing about artificial skin sales rep besides one person. A rep was charged with stealing $350,000 worth of skin grafts.
Oh my God.
So this is some, all right. This is some weird stuff.
Okay.
Medical right. device skin sales rep. Like it doesn't even, nowhere online am I finding a definition of what this guy does. Yeah.
All right. John is up next. He's a 27-year-old bartender from Pacific Beach. You guessed it, California.
Oh my God.
But I something about
Pacific
John.
Beach is nice, San Diego.
And the picture of him, I think he looked so cute. Look at his smile. His smile makes you smile.
Happy to be there.
Yeah. John is a thrill seeker, and here at The Bachelorette, thrill he will find. Between studying to get his pilot's license, surfing the San Diego breaks, going to EDM shows, and jumping out of planes, John is always finding ways to get his adrenaline pumping. But John is also a romantic and would love to find a woman to share a burrito with while watching the daily sunset over the San Diego coastline. Looking for someone genuine, honest, and willing to challenge him to be a better version of himself. Loves when a woman is confident in her natural beauty and says that nothing turns him on more than a woman who pursues her passions every day. He has very little tolerance for anyone being unfaithful or dishonest and says that his one major deal breaker is when someone treats another disrespectfully. Sounds like he and the Bachelorette may have a lot in common. John is a vegetarian. John loves the smell of fireplaces. If you've never heard of a kiwi berry, John wants you to Google them and eat one immediately. And John thinks swing dancing is so much fun. I love John.
John seems
I think
great.
John's going far.
A kiwi berry sounds really good. I've never seen one though.
Oh my God. They're kiwi berries.
Yeah.
I fuck with that so hard. I love kiwis.
All right. So we love John.
Love John.
Love John.
I saw there's also something about his picture that just like makes me smile. And I think
good vibes.
I like,
John.
I like good vibes. He seems fun, adventurous, but like can sit and chill. Vegetarian. You know, I like meat, but no judgment.
Yeah. I here's the thing.
I would love to be a vegetarian,
but I can't.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Next up is Josh, 25-year-old IT consultant from Miami, Florida. He loves hard and says there's really no other way to put it. He is humble, kind-hearted, and goofy, but he's also a hopeless romantic who has always been very in touch with his emotions. Josh is looking for a woman that is kind, open-minded, ambitious, and adventurous, consistently strives to be genuine, and wants to find a partner who would do the same, extremely family-oriented. Wants to find someone he can hang at home with his amazing family for a night of barbecue and playing cards is his dream come true. He plans to show his future wife and kids the same unconditional love he was surrounded by growing up. And really, who could ask for anything more? He hopes to travel to Asia one day. He has to sleep on the right side of the bed and he starts celebrating Christmas in October. That's far too early. I understand it, but way too early.
Way too early. I don't even understand it. I think that you are so getting ahead of yourself and really rushing your life by skipping 3 months ahead.
His bio to me, for some reason, makes me think early departure. I don't know. I'm just kind of like,
okay, that's fair.
He's young.
He's young. He's living in Miami.
The bio is not really telling me much. It's the same thing. You know, he's hopeless romantic, wants to find someone great, and he loves his family.
Is everybody hopeless romantic?
If you're going on The Bachelor, you are. All right, then we have Justin. He's a 26-year-old investment sales Justin's consultant hot. From Baltimore, Maryland. Justin is one hell of a catch, tall, handsome, and has a great career in investment sales. And for the cherry on top, he is also an extremely talented painter. Oh, he comes from a loving family and credits his parents who have been happily married for over 30 years, blah, 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 with providing him an excellent example of what a successful relationship should be like. While Justin has dated around, he's never been one to settle and just hasn't found the one. For Justin, that one woman is someone who is equally beautiful on the inside and out, trustworthy and committed to the idea of teamwork in a relationship, passionate about fitness, but also loves to enjoy a day barbecue and a good bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Justin considers himself to be very romantic and holds a lot of values and having a strong, intimate connection, both emotionally and physically. For Justin, this journey is all about finding his forever. So here's hoping he can find that meaningful connection with Katie. He does not like to dance at all.
Oh, he lost me there. Big
his
time.
Favorite artist of all time is Basquiat. Basquiat, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
If Justin
Basquiat,
I don't know. I know I'm reading it and I know who that is and I'm saying it wrong. So if Justin could be any superhero, he would be Black Panther.
I think Justin's hot and I had high hopes until he said he doesn't like to dance at all, period, which makes me think he's like a real stickler. Like, you're like, let's dance. He doesn't want to dance. Also,
I like that. He seems tall. I can't even tell from, like, I can't tell. Oh, well, it does say, he said he is, in the bio, says he's tall.
Have your parents been married for over 30 years?
Yes.
So have mine. And I think it's really funny that we both like roll our eyes and like blah, blah, blah when they talk about their parents.
It's a lovely thing.
And it's like, not like we come from like divorced, broken homes and we're like blah, blah, blah. We're like,
absolutely a beautiful thing, but it's just like every single bio has it. Like, I just feel like I'm reading it on every, you know, they always strive to have the beautiful relationship that, like, I also strive to have the relationship that my parents have, but
you know,
it's included in every single bio.
Yeah.
But I think Katie's going to like him.
But doesn't like to dance?
I know, but the way that they were saying that he values having a strong, intimate connection emotionally and physically, I feel like there's, I feel like they're going to be like sexually attracted to each other. Carl, 34-year-old motivational speaker from Miami, Florida, charismatic and confident guy who is here to find his forever love. He loves to have a good time and more specifically, make it a good time for everyone around him. He's had long-term relationships in the past, but says he has a hard time fully committing because his professional goals have outweighed his personal ones. Now all that has changed. Carl's ready to make finding his wife a priority, looking for someone who has off the charts chemistry with, should be fun, spunky, loves the same qualities in him. The type of guy who will take you jet skiing on a date and then read you a poem he wrote himself. Nothing is off the table with Carl. For Carl, life is an adventure that always needs a little extra spice. And if Katie is ready to turn up the heat, then they're bound to hit it off. Carl's favorite holiday is New Year's Day because he loves the feeling of a fresh start, loves to play chess, and he speaks both English and French. It's fine.
Kind of looks like Will Smith.
I see that. I do see that. Motivational speaker for a job is a little bit tough for me. I don't know if I could deal with someone who's just like
pumping you up all the time. Yeah, too much.
Yeah. I feel like that could be hard. But other than that, it's a good bio. And favorite holiday, New Year's Day. No.
New Year's Day? Not even New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Sus. New Year's Day. He loves a fresh start.
Okay.
I feel like that really goes along with the motivational speaker thing. Like, yeah, it's like New Year's Day. Come on, let's go.
New year, new me.
Exactly. Okay. Then we have Kyle, 26-year-old technical recruiter from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Kyle is not afraid to admit that he's looking for that romantic comedy kind of love that lasts forever. A hopeless romantic to his core, Kyle has only ever wanted to live a one-woman kind of life. He's ready to settle down and start a family, but he just needs to find the right woman to make that his reality. Looking for a woman who is intelligent, athletic, compassionate, and always down to try new things. Like him, she should love to travel and always be up for an adventure. Want someone who will make him laugh and enjoy a life filled with passion. He's here for the real deal. He's looking for the princess to his Prince Charming, and fingers crossed it's off fireworks when he meets the bachelorette. Steve Irwin is Kyle's lifelong idol. Kyle's favorite flower is an orchid. He hates mayo and mustard and would love to be able to fly so he never has to sit in traffic again. I was all aboard with Kyle until he said he hates mayo and mustard.
We're big mayo and mustard
have,
people.
We can't have a condiment hater in the group.
No. We love
Although condiments he is, here. He is cute. I will say he's cute. And the bio is very vague, which makes me think he goes far. Like, it's like all the whole bio is about how he just like is. It's about the other person. Mm-hmm. It's like about everything he wants instead of like
stuff about him.
Yeah. Which makes me feel like they always keep it super vague with those guys. I think Kyle might go far. Okay. Then we have Landon, 25-year-old basketball coach from Dallas, Texas. Kind, handsome, and outgoing guy who is ready to settle down after a very successful collegiate basketball career while working hard to receive his master's degree in global business. Landon is finally ready for marriage and children. His priorities in life have changed and he wants to find his soulmate more than anything. He's looking for his best friend and someone that he can be goofy with, strong lover with a very big heart who says that his only major turnoff is someone who doesn't mix well with his family. As Landon gets older, he's realized there's a difference between having love for someone and being in love. And now he's ready to leave it all on the court for the chance of something significant. His nickname is Sunshine. He's a proud and loyal believer and he loves a good game of Uno or Settlers of Catan. Christmas lights make Landon very happy.
I like Landon.
Landon
is the seems like sunshine, a guy
you like want to go get a beer with.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Like you want to go like sit at the bar, have a beer,
seems
watch
like
a game.
A real nice person.
Yeah. If your nickname is Sunshine, you got
to
be.
You
nice.
Have to be nice.
You got
to
be.
You can't
nice.
Have. You can't. You don't get the nickname Sunshine by being
absolutely
a Debbie Downer.
Absolutely, I like Landon's vibes. Marcus, 30-year-old real estate agent from Portland, Oregon. He's a sweet guy with a calming presence about him, built a very successful professional life investing in properties, but now he's ready to shift his focus and invest in himself. Looking for someone who's smart, ambitious, and tidy. He cannot be with someone who is happy sitting on their laurels all day long, and he dreams of finding a partner who brings excitement and adventure to his world. Loves to play board games, Monopoly, his all-time favorite. Finds great joy in taking in all that Portland culinary scene has to offer. When describing himself as a lover, Marcus says he is amazing. Whoa, Marcus, buddy, slow down. Just the bios.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that
painting
Marcus
yourself
is
amazing.
Yeah,
so
whoa,
soon.
I know. That's
bold.
Yeah, very. There's no doubt that Marcus is ready for love and marriage, and we hope he is his confidence is enough to win Katie's heart. He loves to have, he likes to have music playing at all times. He fears a world where soap does not exist. He would love to be Spider-Man for a day, even though he is terrified of spiders. And he loves the LA Lakers. Normal. Seems like a regular guy. Nothing crazy in the bio.
I mean,
amazing lover.
When I see Marcus's photo, I don't say amazing lover. So maybe that's why he had to include that in the bio.
Yeah. Yeah, his bio and his photo, I feel like don't, like they're different. They give, right. Yeah,
different,
you know,
vibes.
Different vibes, but interesting. I don't know how I feel about Marcus. I'm not feeling swayed in either direction.
No.
Okay. Marty. Whoa. Marty's 25. Marty looks like he's 40.
Yeah.
You're telling me this dude's 25.
Yeah. He doesn't look 25 at
Whoa.
All. And he's a dancer.
Whoa.
All right, big Marty.
He's a dancer from Reno, Nevada. He has big energy,
Vegas
big
guy.
Confidence, and a lot of love to go around. I mean, he's got to be in Chippendales or something. Look at his
has
shoulders.
To be.
Look at those.
No,
he's
has
jacked.
To be. Dancer? Has to be.
In Nevada?
He was doing shows with Vinny Guadagnino.
Oh, yeah. Marty loves to have fun and show off his rock and bod underneath that boisterous exterior as a man with a sensitive soul who was serious about finding the one. He's looking for a woman who could joke around with him and will enthusiastically join him for a weekend of camping under the stars. He can't be with someone who spends more time staring at their phone screen than into his eyes, and good communication skills are an absolute must. Marty loves to express himself through physical touch and says that he loves to love on and be loved on. Will Katie be all about the love with Marty? Marty's self-declared tagline is Marty brings the party. Marty loves horseback riding. Marty explicitly prefers to watch movies indoors. I mean, are there people who love to watch movies outdoors? I mean, I guess,
it's not
but
so
like, is
common.
That something you need to like,
it's like
clarify?
Maybe like once a summer type of thing.
Yeah. The way into Marty's heart is through a good bottle of cologne.
Oh,
of course.
God.
Of course it is.
See, Marty seems like a fun guy to party
Marty's
with.
Marty's a cologne guy. 100%.
And with his self-proclaimed tagline, Marty brings
Marty
the party.
Marty brings the party.
Marty definitely seems like he's a great guy to party with. You're going to have a great time, but not somebody you want to settle down with.
Marty
is
100% going to give Katie a lap dance at some point.
Maybe when he enters. Because everybody knows how Katie was so bold with her entrance that they're going to be bold. And he might come in Chippendale style, dressed up with the thing
lap
around
dance.
His neck, lap dance.
Yep. All right, Michael.
Marty brings the party.
Michael, 36-year-old business owner from Akron, Ohio. Michael is a single dad whose world revolves around his amazing 4-year-old son, James. When it comes to dating, the two of them are a package deal and Michael wouldn't have it any other way. Michael lives a life that is incredibly fulfilling and says he is more than ready to find someone to share it with. His dream woman is compassionate, empathetic, resilient, and not easily offended. A witty woman with a funny bone and a self-deprecating sense of humor is a huge turn on for Michael. It sounds like he's just describing Katie. And he loves when a woman has strong convictions and stands up against ignorance. Michael says that life is short and that he's ready to find a woman who makes him a better person every day that they are together. Serious about finding love. He makes a mean plate of dino nuggies.
Yum.
Prefers them and literally says nuggies. And
yeah,
not even nuggets.
I was like, are you?
No, it straight up says nuggies.
Yeah.
Michael prefers the mountains over the beach any day of the week, and he loves 90s R&B and rap music. All right. I like Michael. Another dad. Sweet. Nothing crazy.
Sweet. I don't know how much Katie's going to love a dad, but we'll see.
But we're good. I like, he seems sweet. Okay. Then we have Mike, 31-year-old gym owner from San Diego, California. When people find out that this great-looking guy used to play professional baseball, they assume that he must be a player, but that cannot be further from the truth. Grew up in a very loving family where the cornerstone of his upbringing was his faith. He has always been a one-woman type of guy, but due to his successful run in the MLB, dating was never really a priority in his life. I wonder if what the definition of successful run in the MLB is for the bachelorette. Now, after retiring from baseball and opening up a gym for high school athletes, Mike is ready to focus on the missing piece in his life. finding love. He describes himself as easygoing, social, goofy, and disciplined. Looking for a woman who loves staying active, will make him laugh. Same set of values. Family is extremely important. I already said that. Mike loves his life and is 100% ready to share his life with a woman of his dreams. He does not like desserts. See you later, Mike. Occasionally dream describes himself as basic, and his goal is to visit 100 countries.
I don't trust people who don't like dessert.
I know. Me neither. I don't know how I feel about Mike.
I don't love Mike.
I don't think I like Mike.
I don't love Mike. Successful running the animal. These type of guys.
Yeah.
These type of guys who had success, quote unquote, successful runs in the NLB, successful runs in any sort
NFL.
Of. Yeah. They usually have a big ego, I feel like, because maybe their careers didn't really live up to the expectations.
Mike Lanetta. Oh, God. I don't think he ever even played in the major leagues.
Oh,
sorry, Mike. Has a background in minor league baseball.
Oh. So when they said MLB, they...
Yeah. He's who dabbled in minor league baseball.
Good for him.
He officially played for the Virginia Bluefield Orioles and the Delmarva Shorebirds in Maryland. However, he has not been active on the semi-pro circuit since about 2013. And he is now, like he said, gym owner, personal trainer. Okay. Like, this is what I'm saying, though. Like, different pictures. Like, he looks better in this picture than the cast photos are just so bad. I don't know. That's interesting. I feel like, okay. I don't know how I feel about Mike. We're going to see, but I kind of feel like Katie's going to like him. Okay. Now, next up, we have Courtney.
I see that. Courtney.
With a Q. Quartz, like a quart of milk or like a measurement. Courtney, 26-year-old nutrition entrepreneur from Dallas, Texas. He is a compassionate, caring, and honest man who's going to make romantic gestures that make his partner feel special, as well as provide security and consistent love at all times. Looking for a woman outgoing, ambitious, like-minded when it comes to his religious beliefs, which are very important to him. A lot of guys were talking about their faith in their bios. He loves to daydream about having a family and says the number one thing he's looking for is someone to be an amazing mother to his future children. Courtney's goal in life is to leave behind a legacy. Another guy who wants to leave behind a legacy.
Doesn't everybody want to leave behind a legacy? Yep.
And he needs a partner who will stand side by side with him and build an empire. Even though he's not great at it, he loves to country line dance. Scuba diving is at the top of his bucket list. And his idea of a perfect nightcap is a robust bonfire with s'mores, music, and dancing.
I like the ending part, and I like that his name is different.
Yeah, he seems unique.
He does.
A little bit different than some of the other guys.
I like him.
Courtney. Okay. Then we have Thomas, 28-year-old real estate broker, also from California, Poway, California. Thomas is a true believer that everything happens for a reason. Timing to meet Katie cannot be more perfect. He knows exactly what he's looking for. It's all about substance and true compassion. His dream woman is beautiful, athletic, mature, and ready to be his partner in life. Ambition and thoughtfulness are two major turn-ons for Thomas, and he would love someone to stand by his side as he becomes more involved in his local community. She also must have a healthy appetite because Thomas's love language is food, loves to show romance by bringing his loved ones their favorite dish. And one of his favorite ways to show someone his beloved city of San Diego is through his meticulously curated tour of the best burritos, burgers, and brunches the city has to offer. Above all, Thomas is done looking for just a good time and is ready to find the one to last a lifetime. Hashtag swoon. Thomas often wonders if The Rock really can eat everything he posts on Instagram for his cheat meal days. Thomas's favorite flower is a sunflower, and he is guilty of rocking the Ed Hardy trend back in high school.
Everybody loves burritos. So do I.
I mean, they just said, like, hey, let's just all go in all in on San Diego.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's talking about San Diego.
They really just chose everybody from San Diego.
Yeah, they really did.
I like Thomas, though, by the sound.
I like Thomas. Yep, me too.
And don't even feel bad. Everybody wore Ed Hardy.
He seems exactly. And he's out here talking about The Rock. I love that. I like, okay. Thomas is a winner. All right. Trey, 26-year-old software engineer from Covington, Georgia. Trey is a handsome catch with a huge heart, comes from a very close family, and describes himself as outgoing, kind-hearted, open-minded. Trey is looking for a strong, confident woman who is open to everything life has to offer. Never one to pass up an opportunity for a new experience, Trey is looking for someone who is not afraid to let passion and spontaneity dictate life's direction. Coming from a big, loving family, Trey wants as many kids as possible. and that he and his wife can comfortably afford. A willingness to be vulnerable is an absolute must for Trey, and he promises to give that vulnerability in return. At his core, Trey is eager to love and eager to be loyal to one woman. Who can ask for anything more? His favorite activity is to meet his friends for their brunch and book club. He loves the harmonica, and he is irrationally terrified of piranhas. I like Trey.
I got no problem with Trey.
I like Trey, too. I feels like Trey is a fun guy. Brunch and book club, right up my alley. Let's talk, Trey. You have a good time having a little book club meeting. And that basically wraps it up. They also have the box.
It's Blake Moynes.
And it's just this question marks, which I get. I'm assuming it's just Blake Moynes.
It's got to be Blake Moynes.
Right? So that's just like the mystery last contestant.
And Blake Moynes is the winner in our book now.
Absolutely. We're rooting for Blake Moynes.
For sure.
And we'll see what happens. But that wraps up all the bios. So we are going into Monday night ready. We're a little bit more familiar with the guys, which helps when they come out of the limo. You remember some of their catchy things from their bios. But all in all, nobody like had like a Gabriel.
Gabriel
was the only one that was like, this is terrible.
We're looking out for Gabriel.
Renaissance man.
The Renaissance
man. So that was by far the worst one.
He's going to be something this season. But either way.
Good stuff.
I think it's a good batch and I'm excited.
Yeah. So, Rhea.
Yes, Francesca.
This weekend, my parents came to the beach and Joe had his rowback polo on, one of the ones that he loves. And my dad walks in and my mom has bought my dad so much rowback stuff and he loves it. He's obsessed with all of it. My dad comes out. He looks at Joe and he was like, oh, no. And doesn't say anything else. He goes inside because, you know, it gets a little chilly at night. Yeah. We're walking to dinner. And we were like, bring a jacket because you're going to get cold. And he was like, this is all I brought. And he goes inside, comes out, and he's wearing the long sleeve quarter zip rowback in the same exact pattern that Joe was wearing.
Yep.
And the two of them looked at each other. We took a picture. It was very funny. The two of them looked at each other. And my dad was like, Joe, you have to go change. Like, it's like my dad was like, this is all I brought. This is my jacket. You have to put on something else. So Joe had to change because they were literally in their matching rowback gear. They both love it so much. Like Father's Day is right here. And if you're looking for something for your dad, rowback is amazing. I'm sure my mom has got some stuff locked and loaded for him because every time I see my dad now, he is always in a rowback polo or the quarter zip. Love them. Their performance polo is amazing. Their women's quarter zip, I love too. It's so soft and so comfortable. Their polos are the best for a reason. Their collars don't lose their shape, which is, I kid you not, the exact point that Joe and my dad had made sitting around talking about rowback. My dad was like, I just love this collar. He's like, you know, he's like, it's, and Joe was like, you're right. Like it really, like it stays up. Like it doesn't get flimsy like some of those athletic polos do. The material is so soft, moisture wicking, while refusing to wrinkle. It is amazing for, you know, hot days, summer days. You feel like you're not like going to get sweat drenched through your shirt. They have the best quarter zips and hoodies as well. So you can go check out their website. They have so many amazing items and you can use code CHICKS on rowback.com for a generous 20% off your first order of performance polos, quarter zips, and hoodies. That's spelled RHOBACK.com. That's 20% off the perfect Father's Day gift out there with code CHICKS. Summer polos were just restocked with more coming out soon. So spread that rowback love with all the fathers and father figures out there at rowback.com.
This past weekend, Drake Bell was involved in some very shady shit. He was arrested for endangering a child. And obviously, when you see that headline, not good. It can mean anything, but your mind does not go to a good place.
No.
Apparently, he was exchanging messages that were sexual in nature with a child, a minor. Mm-hmm. And it's not good, guys.
No. First of all, you saw the headline and it says like attempted endangering children and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. And you're kind of like, wait, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like jargon. Like, then you're like, wait, this sounds bad. Like, what does that mean? So he was charged in Ohio after allegedly sending sexually explicit messages to a 15-year-old girl he met online before meeting her at a Cleveland concert in 2017. So this is years back, where he also engaged in inappropriate behavior. According to the teenager, she and Bell had a relationship for several years, and he was allegedly messaging her for several months before they met in person. and she filed a police report against Bell in October of 2018. I'm not quite sure how this is just coming to life, I guess because he was just charged. This is also not the first time that he has gotten into trouble. In 2020, his former girlfriend, Melissa, alleged that he was verbally and physically abusive throughout their relationship. She also alleged that their relationship began when she was a minor. She said, when I started dating Drake, I was 16. I was homeschooled. I moved in with him. I was singing. It wasn't until about a year when the verbal abuse started. And when I say verbal abuse, imagine the worst type of verbal abuse you could ever imagine. And that was what I got. It then turned into physical, hitting, throwing, everything. I don't even want to get into the underage girls thing. I mean, I will, but I'm scared. And he has denied those accusations as well. But Drake Bell, big fat creep.
Really,
it seems like
really disturbed by all of this. I have to be honest. I feel like
it's disappointing.
It's really disappointing. And I feel like obviously it's been a couple years now where we've been hearing some shady shit about Drake Bell. Yeah. But my God, do we have to be done with him? And I don't even know if I can go back and watch like Drake and Josh anymore. It kind of ruins it. It's like, oh my God, this guy's disgusting. Yep. And he's got serious issues. And I do not blame Josh Peck for not inviting him to his wedding. It all makes complete sense now.
Right? I would not
invite him to my wedding. I want nothing to do with him. I'm upset we even had him on the show. You know what I mean? I look back on like the fact that Drake Bell even walked into our office grosses me out.
It does kind of, it is like a little goosebumpy,
right? Because you're like, oh, what was he doing behind the scenes?
Right, especially because it was like around that time,
right? It's really, it's gross. Even it's gross.
That was years ago, but like basically around that time. Yeah, right. I don't like that at all. It just sounds so sketchy, and it's like meeting. Not only that, but like I think they were right. It said that they met up like at one of his shows too. It's just
what the fuck is wrong with people? Yeah. Do you ever think to yourself, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah, to me, like minors is just one of those, like, it's crazy when you hear that and you're just like, these sick
freaks. They have something wrong in their head.
Yeah.
There's something wrong in their brains to go ahead and proceed with something like that. It's really disgusting. And these people need help. It's just like, you get a weird feeling over your body. Mm-hmm. Like, this is disgusting. The poor young girls, they see somebody like Drake Bell, right? They're a fan of him. They grow up watching Drake and Josh. And you can't blame them for like wanting to be in contact with them. It's all on these people, Drake Bell, the older guys, for pursuing young people like that.
It's sending sexual messages.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Really disturbing. Just like the worst. And his, on top of that, what was going on with his mugshot? Creepy as hell.
His smirk really freaked me out.
Tough mugshot. Like that was like, and he was in like a suit. It was weird.
Circulating that picture around, I didn't even know that was his mugshot. Yeah. I thought it was just a picture they were using for the thumbnail until I realized he is fully smirking in his mugshot with a suit on. It's gross. I literally want to punch him in the face when I see that photo. That's really the feeling I get when I see that.
Arrested in Ohio. And he has been released on bail, I believe. Or no. The actor pleaded not guilty after being arraigned and is free on a $2,500 personal bond. So yeah, I guess see what comes out of that, but it is not good. Don't like that at all. And just, you know, for everybody listening, to inform you that now that's it. We're wiping
our hands clean with Drake Bell.
Out on Drake Bell. A lot of royal news. I think like the tabloids have been still running wild with Harry and Meghan and Harry's stuff with Oprah and his new show. And like every day I feel like I see a new article, something about Harry and Meghan. And like people were saying that now Prince Edward is above them on the website, the royal website. It's like there's all these different things. But in happy news, Meghan Markle just gave birth to their daughter on June 6th. And she is, the announcement says, It is with great joy that Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, welcomed their daughter, Lilibet, Lily, you know, she's going to be called Lily, Diana Mountbatten Windsor, to the world. Lily was born on Friday. Oh, no, June 4th. Lily was born on Friday, June 4th at 1140 a.m. in the trusted care of the doctors and staff at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara, California. She weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Both mother and child are healthy and well and settling in at home. Lily is named after her great grandmother, Her Majesty the Queen, whose family nickname is Lilibet. Oh, yeah. Duh. I knew that. Knew that from The Crown. Come on, Fran. Her middle name, Diana, was chosen to honor her beloved late grandmother, the Princess of Wales. This is the second child for the couple. They have, you know, Archie. Okay. Lilibet is like, that's what in like the early episodes of The Crown, when she's little, like they all call her, call Elizabeth that. So that's beautiful. That's honoring both his, you know, strong women in his life, the queen and his mother, Lilibet Diana. Very cute. Lily is, I mean, that's a very sweet name. Archie and Lily, I think, is super cute.
That brings a tear to my eye.
I wonder if she's also like going to have, like Archie kind of had red hair. I wonder, you know, like
it's possible.
But the
genetically speaking.
No, absolutely. It's the strong genes in the royal family.
Yeah, that is really cute, though. I like how they, you know, they're not really a part of the family, but they still are honoring them. And it seems like they're trying to be on good terms with them. And I'm sure that makes the family happy as well.
I mean, the queen's got to love that.
Love it. She's got to be thrilled.
Got to be thrilled. Lilibet's like very cute. And I really like that.
They have a daughter now. So everybody from that, they got to reach out. They have to speak. You can't have a child and not reach out to them, congratulate them, how they're doing.
Send a gift.
Have to send a gift. Yeah, yeah. So they will be speaking.
I wonder what kind of protocols the hospital has to take. Pretty wild, I bet. Like to work at that hospital and that like there's a member of the, technically member of the royal family being born. Like, you know how you always hear the stories of like major celebrities that like have shut down the whole wing of the hospital and everything and go through all these protocols and all these rules, like try have it stay protected. And they always are in the same place in England. They're like in the same hospital every time, but now they're in a different place, like getting to do it in Santa Barbara. It's like the California people have to be like, oh shit, how do we make sure this is
they got that on lock.
Oh, that clearly
California's used to that.
Clearly they're
popping out celebrities left and right.
Nobody knew about it.
Tyler Perry happened on Friday.
What?
That's a Tyler Perry probably took care of it.
Yeah, so true.
He's on it.
So true.
Okay, we're gonna get serious for a quick second. Obviously, it's a fun show. We like to have a good time, but you know, we're never gonna shy away from a serious moment. This past year has been very hard on a lot of people, and a lot of people's mental health has been affected, including my own, including a lot of other people. I've talked about it before, but thankfully, I'm feeling a bit better, and I feel like it's because I have somebody to talk to, and having somebody to talk to is very, very important, and you can have that with BetterHelp. You know, at Barstool, obviously, Chicks in the Office listeners, we love you guys and we truly appreciate you. And without you, none of us would be able to have this awesome job that we do. And we just want you guys to feel good as well. And we know that some people out there may be struggling. And BetterHelp is great. Honestly, my cousin actually just signed up for it and she has been really enjoying it. And she's in college and she's been dealing with stress. And there's so many things that BetterHelp can help you with, whether it's, you know, temper problems, stress, PTSD, anxiety, depression, the list goes on and on. So many people are dealing with so many different things. Yep. And BetterHelp is here to help you. It's customized online therapy for you. It offers video chat, phone calls. You can even have live chat sessions. If you don't feel like getting on the phone or getting on a video chat, you can just type out where you're feeling with your therapist on BetterHelp. So you don't have to see anybody on camera. Like I said, if you don't want to, you don't even need to talk out loud. You can just have live chat sessions, and it will make you feel better having somebody to talk to if that's what you feel like you need right now. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, which can be very expensive. It could be very hard to find a therapist that you like in person. These are problems that so many people deal with, and that's why people end up not going to therapy, because they don't want to deal with the expenses and finding a therapist and all that. But BetterHelp helps you out, and right now, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/ office. So go to BetterHelp, that's BETTERHELP.com/office, and you will get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Give it a shot. Let us know what you guys think, and we are here for you. Very confusing situation in New York City this past weekend. It looked like Zane got into a altercation, a fight outside of a bar in the East Village.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why. Nobody knows how. Zane's shirt was off. The guy was ready to throw down.
Yeah. I guess this is somewhere that he frequents. I do know where this is and I've heard of it, but like they were outside of the Amsterdam Billiards Club. I'm now forgetting it.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
And that the manager or someone spoke out, owner, said Zane is in here a lot and we absolutely love having him. He was here for a few hours playing pool and ping pong with a bunch of people and there were no problems. I heard that the scuffle started over the guy wanting a photo, but I'm not sure. It happened outside. We gave him an Amsterdam Billiards t-shirt and are bummed he wasn't wearing it outside, he added, laughing. So I think that I think that this was just like a weird interaction gone wrong. It was late. It was like 2 a.m. Zane just really feels like the kind of guy who wants his privacy and does not want people approaching. And if some like grown ass man like came up being like, hey, like I want a picture at like 2 a.m, he'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, you know, drunk guys can be very obnoxious.
There was, they said that there was perhaps a homophobic slur thrown Zane's way.
Yep, I heard that.
You could very clearly hear Zane call the guy a pussy bastard.
Yes.
Which is a great insult.
Yes.
And for, you know, I feel like once you start getting like British and some British slang involved.
Yeah. You filthy cunt. Something that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Really just like going all in. But it was it's a kind of a bizarre video. There is no physical altercation. It's just them screaming at each other, being some guys are holding back. I wonder who was filming it though.
They did not seem happy that they somebody were not was
towards the end. They were like, that guy's filming.
The girl kept being, there was a girl in the video. You couldn't see her, but you can hear her. And she kept being like, this guy's filming. And then clearly this guy was so fucking pumped because he sold it to TMZ clearly. And
I wonder how much money he got for that.
Oh my God. I don't know. I was thinking that too. It's not something it's I would also ever get involved because
it's also like used everywhere. Like every outlet that is reporting on the fight has included like it's a TMZ video. You have to,
yeah, they got to pay for that, right? Yeah, I'm assuming.
So. I think so.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's interesting because you do. If this is funny though, my first reaction afterwards seeing this was like, I'm just happy that Zane's out and about. Like, I was like, that's nice that he's like out doing things. I feel like you just never see him like anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, Zane's going to the bar. Good for him.
Zane's hanging out with friends, playing pool.
Some billiards.
Yeah, like that's lovely. Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't have his shirt off.
He's that's a father what, yeah. now. It's good that they're still doing things.
Like, look at that. He's in New York. Like, you're like, where even is he half the time? You're like, I don't even know where he is. But I guess this is what sucks is now he probably can never go back to this place because
now everybody knows now, that he frequents.
Yeah. Being like, oh, he comes in here all the time. Like now there's going to be Zane fans like waiting outside the door for him all
Imagine just walking by like you guys. I would. Or just walking by. No, but like imagine just walking by and seeing Zane fighting like a random stranger. I would just be like, is that Zane from One Direction? Yeah.
I don't even think I would realize that because when people are fighting on the street, I just keep walking because I'm like, I don't want to get involved in this.
He is he has such a look famous, and his voice, and he has such a distinct voice
that I
think you would look and you see the tattoos and you'd be like, oh, okay.
You turn your head, you're like, oh shit, that's Zane.
I can admit like the next time I walk past the Amsterdam Billiards Club, like I'm going to like peek in the window and be like, maybe, should I pop in?
I'm just
going to see Zane's in there.
I'm going to do a quick push up on the ground because then it will be like my hands have touched Zane's feet.
Yep. Yep. Just like a walk in. You're like, what table does he normally play?
Or not even just the outside, just the outside where they were fighting. Just quick push up on the ground.
Under the scaffolding.
Yes.
It looked like they were like under, I was like under some construction.
Roll around in it a
little
bit.
I got to say like, that's like I said, he'll probably never go back there. Because that's what I said. I like when I see him out and about doing stuff. And now I feel like this is what the kind of stuff that makes him like not be out in public.
For sure. It would make me not want to go out in public. Yeah. Also, though, this place is going to get a ton of business. Even if Zane's not going, they're going to get a lot of business.
Right. And the owner's cracking jokes. Like, yeah, oh, right. I wish he was wearing our t-shirt.
You think that's why Zane took it off? No free ads. He's like, oh, I can't be seen in this American Billiard shirt.
I can't take this shirt. Can't take this shirt. Yeah. Very, very bizarre. If you watch the video, you'll be like, what's even happening? That, and we don't even know if it was over the photo. The owner said like he thinks it was because of a photo or who knows. But I think asking Zayn Malik for a photo at 2 a.m. on the streets of New York, you're like going to get yourself in trouble every single time. Like he's not going to like that, no matter who it is.
At the end of the day, though, people may find that rude or whatever, but I can see Zayn being like, not right now. And then people are very obnoxious. Yes,
so
like extremely. They are so obnoxious. Yeah. Drunk people sometimes.
Yeah.
That I can imagine that this guy maybe was just a huge dick and that's where you find yourself in trouble. Exactly. If you're a nice person, you're not going to find yourself in trouble. If you ask for a picture and somebody says no, but if you are an obnoxious person, then you will.
Yep.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you guys. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, subscribe there as well. We really appreciate you guys doing that. And going forward, trivia will be on Friday or Monday. We're still figuring that out because the Bachelorette recaps will be on Wednesday.
Yep.
But don't worry, trivia is not going away. We're still doing it. It's just going to be on a different episode. We'll figure that out going forward. This week, it will probably be on Friday. We love you guys. Have a wonderful week and we'll talk to you on Wednesday for the Bachelorette.